Hey, Gumball Audio Backstage, this is Nicol Silver, and I'm attempting Endless Gin's Media Matters questionnaire. The first question about first film I remember seeing in theaters, I pass. The second question, a film about my life, what award categories am I likely to be nominated in? I will be nominated in the categories of Best Original Screenplay, Excellence in Production Design, and I will win the Astronomer's Choice Awards. 3. Similarly, your life story is written down. Is it a book of poetry, a novel, a nonfiction book, or something else? I believe it's a series of novels that investigate existential themes such as the nature of time and the power of love. It would be rife with witty repartee, and there'd be a lot of language play. And did I mention magical realism? What is my favorite book, or which book do I associate with a strong positive memory? Wind in the Willows is still my all-time favorite book. Ratty and Mole are my favorite characters. Given I had limited resources, what is something I would conduct academic research on? Conditions that foster creativity. Describe a time, moment in your life that comes to mind when you hear suggestive situations. Meet you out back. What's a favorite decoration you have in your living space and why? I will choose an Italian landscape painting that I grew up with, and it's nothing fancy. It's, you know, the trees off in the distance, the sun is either setting or rising. There's a lake, there's a trail, a path, you can see tiny figures. But growing up, I always felt I could step into it, you know? I could step into it. Do you have any talismans, items of ex-lovers, etc.? If so, what and why? I have a few letters tied with ribbon, very sentimental, and that's why. When did I start masturbating? I made a study of it. I researched it. I bought toys, I investigated internet sites that were educational, I tried porn. The closest I got was erotic literature, but it was still more like ice climbing than figure skating. It was arduous and not as rewarding as you would wish. And then last Memorial Day, I discovered Gumball Audio. I discovered an audio porn kink. You know, I sailed away, and life has changed for the better. Describe a funny, goofy, silly moment that happened during a sexual experience. If you have no sexual experience, would you value moments of brevity? Brevity is all too common. Levity is welcome. Once I was reading The New Yorker in bed, I was lying on my tummy, and the man I was with was very interested in sex, and I was engrossed in this story. But he was persistent and persuasive, and I was resistant. And finally, I just said, fine, go ahead. But I'm going to read this. And in fact, I'm going to read it out loud to you. And it was fantastic. I recommend it. Read something. And sort of, I dare you to distract me. Oh, man, that was great. Oh, well, where was I? Where's someplace you haven't had a sexual experience but you would like to? Hatroika. I have actually ridden in a sleigh pulled across a lake outside of St. Moritz in the moonlight. Alas, I did not have a sexual component to that. I would. Oh, and another place I would like to have a sexual experience is second base in a baseball field. Someplace rural and out of the way would do very nicely. Describe your ideal post-orgasmic food and drink. Water, no ice. Given your mode of masturbatory aid, is there a go-to memory, audio, video that just drives you over the edge? Oh yeah, there are several audios that just drive me over the edge. Thank you. Thank you so much. What is it? I'm not telling. And why does it have this power over you? I don't understand it. I don't understand why those voices in my ear saying those particular things. Just, it's like getting at the top of a really twisty water slide and launching. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. And that's why I love you guys, you know? That's what I'm doing here. Thanks, Endless Chen. This was a thoughtful questionnaire. I've enjoyed thinking about this one.